1973, Los Angeles, Bluebirds Morning Walk. April 21, 1973, Los Angeles, Bluebirds Morning Walk.
কালকে রাত্রে সংগঠন গেছিলাম এই হলিউড পার্কে, হ্যাঁ, মহারাজ সুদাম মহারাজ সবাই, হ্যাঁ, ভেরি নাইস। রুডোজ ড্যান্সিং
সবার you can immediately know what is the time when all the important places
by a dial?
No, by electricity.
Wow. If it has a dial on, you turn the dial and tell you this.
Vrindavan, there is a place called Nidhuban.
Nidhuban?
Nidhuban. So that was a place still people go to visit. One Bhagwan Das Babaji, he was chanting, and in the middle of his chanting he met like this. So his disciples, his disciples asked him, "Sir, why did you do like this?" So there was a goat entered Nidhuban. So I drove it out. So where is that machine by which you can see, it is not the time, but see the activities of everywhere. But that is possible. Yes.
Well, even though he did not see the goat, he knew it was there.
No, he's seeing. Otherwise, how does he? He's seeing. Where is that mission? So this Darwin's theory says that there was no intelligent man or brain, but how these books were written thousands and thousands of years ago, these Vedic Shastras. If there are no intelligent brain, Vyasadeva, like Vyasadeva, before Vyasadeva also, other great sages, they compile.
They have no explanation.
Huh?
They have no explanation. Shrila Prabhupada, I think it's easier here. They have no explanation for the author of the Vedic literature. They say unknown forest sages.
Unknown, it may be unknown. But the things are there. Well, yes. From the God, the brain. That is our question. It may be unknown to you or unknown to me, but the brain work is there. The philosophy is there. And yes. At least the language, the poetic arrangement, the linguistic strength, everything is there. So you may not know the person, but you can understand the brain.
We think our brain is increasing, but actually we see it decreasing.
Yes,
because we cannot duplicate that.
Not only duplicate, you cannot even understand
yes.
properly. To understand the Vedic philosophy, you have to tax your brain. Just like Bhagavad Gita. Take for Bhagavad Gita. It is accepted as a great book of philosophy all over the world. Now, what from this brain came? Apart from accepting Krishna as God, take the language, the philosophy, the thoughts. How great they are! Now, how can you say that people have no hard brain? Within 100 years, everything has grown up. All these rascals. What is the Darwin said?
Darwin says his trace, his history of the origin, he cannot trace completely.
No, whatever he has traced, what is the history of the tracing history? Tracing age.
So he started, that life started from very primitive, different
no, no,
primitive
no.
forms.
What is the time of Darwin? Which year? He was a professor.
The theory started in 1859. About
1859. So 100 years ago. So all the brains developed within 100 years. All these rascals came out within 100 years. And before that, there was no other rascal. Just see the fact. All the scientific improvement, anthropology, everything came within 100 or 200 years.
Yeah. Yes, that is their idea.
Yeah, so before that, there were no brain.
Because they didn't understand his theory.
You see?
Because before that, they think that there was no intelligent person.
That I am pointing out, that all intelligent persons during the British Empire, they came out. The whole aim was to defy the Indian civilization.
Call it the Age of Enlightenment.
Huh?
After the 15th century, they call it the Age of Enlightenment.
So, the British, they wanted to rule over India, and they were advertising, at least in India, that we are making you civilized. Before British rule, the Indians were rude, primitive natives, that's all. Yeah. That is their propaganda. The whole propaganda was to make the Indians know that we are giving you life and civilization. Before this, you are not even human beings. That is it. So they accept this literature, but they date within 1,000 years, 1,500 years. Even this rascal, Dr. Radhakrishna, he dates Bhagavad Gita within 2,000 years. Yes, sir. Perhaps I am the first person making propaganda that Bhagavad Gita has spoken 5,000 years ago. I am the first person. All other so-called scholars, they have dated within 2,000 years. There's a book, England's Work in India, written by one rascal Indian, N. Ghosh. In that book, that was taught in the schools in our days. The theme of the book is that before British rule, India was not at all advanced. In any way. The incidents of Sati, that was very elaborately explained.
Sati Dharma?
Sati Dharma, yes. Formerly, in Arjuna's stepmother, Madri, she also died. Oh. With her husband. Oh. That was his sister. The wife voluntarily used to die along with the husband.
Gandhari.
Huh?
Gandhari.
Yes.
Wife of Dhritarashtra.
Yes. So, later on, such devoted wife was lacking, so the system was some cases, they are forced. To die. So these things have been elaborately explained in that book, and British has stopped it, so the Indians are uncivilized. British has made them civilized. Everything was misinterpreted.
They do not know the inner meaning.
No, inner meaning is there, but they would not explain that. Simply the dark side, they would explain. And prove that the Indian civilization was very crude and primitive. It has no enlightenment. That was British propaganda. Even during national movement, they bribed one American woman and she wrote a book, Mother India. Do you know that?
No, I haven't.
Mother India. She described all the blackmailing of Indian social activities. And Gandhi remarked it that drain inspector's report.
What?
Drain inspector report.
Drain?
Drain, that sewage water. The
sewer.
Sewage water.
That's what she inspected.
Yeah. She is a drain inspector.
Oh.
And in reply to that, one Punjabi barrister He wrote one book, Uncle Sam. He pointed out all the blackmailing of America. These things are going on. Those who are low class of men, they simply try to find out the faults. Gunavachanti Sajjana. And those who are enlightened, they will take the qualities of it. Gunamachanti, Gunamachanti Pamara. Gunamachanti, Mudumachanti Brahmara. There are flies. What is that? Is flies? They are searching after sores, very sore in your body. And there are bumblebees, they are searching after where is honey. Similarly, those who are rascals, they will find out, oh, here is a fault. Here is a fault.
So this is a demoniac quality.
These Britishers should have tried to assimilate the vast Indian culture with their help, administrative help, to broadcast this culture. No. They wanted to exploit India and prove that our ruling over India, because they have to show something to the outside world.
Justify the exploitation.
Yes. They would not allow anyone to enter India to make trade. And that is the cause of two big world wars. The real cause is India. Because the Germans, they were very intelligent. They are a very intelligent nation. They wanted to trade with India. The Britishers will not allow them. Actually, Britishers were selling goods, purchasing from Germany and Japan. And when German would go to trade, they will enhance the custom duty very, very large amount. So that was the grudge of the German nation. Two times they fought in, they finished this Britishers, shopkeepers' nation. Yes. Hitler or the Emperor Wilhelm, some of them, one of them, was calling the Britishers shopkeepers' nation.
Yes. Shopkeepers' male?
Shopkeepers' nation.
Oh, nation of shopkeepers.
Okay. Why this shopkeepers' nation should predominate all over the world? Kill them. And that is their freedom. And actually, it is the German people who killed a Britishers, British lion. After the second war,
British was finished.
Everyone in the United Nations pressed on them, why you are colonizing, why you are occupying so much land, to give up. And they were obliged. And there was great national movement of Gandhi. So all United Nations pressed. So they are wanting to avoid you, why you are by force staying there. Still they will not go. But when the soldiers began to join the national movement, they gave them. And now we cannot rule. For their industry, for their political power, they did so many heinous activities in India. That's a great history. For selling their cotton goods, India's weavers were cut this finger so that they cannot weave. This is there in the history.
The independence movements of Africa, they took great inspiration from Gandhi's movement.
Yes.
When Gandhi did it, then they said, oh, now we can do it.
Gandhi started the movement from Africa, South Africa.
Yes.
Gandhi was attempted to be killed in South Africa. Caught in the street, and the mob beaten him so severely, he could have died. One Englishman saved him. He was attempted to be killed. After this incident, when Gandhi returned to India, he became leader automatically.
Yes.
And Dr. Kalidas Nag.
Kalidas?
Dr. Kalidas Nag. Did you hear his name?
Kalidas
Nag.
No?
Yeah. He was our professor. So he was explaining the different ages of archaeologists, anthropology.
This is in philosophy?
In philosophy? No, history.
Oh, history.
In my IA class, I had history. So he was teaching us history.
What is the standard of Calcutta University, Srila Prabhupada, by the time when Srila Prabhupada was in the university? How was the...
It was nice. Very nice students were coming out.
The moral standard was very good.
Oh, yes. We respected our professors like our father. The relationship between the student and the professors was very good. I had one Scottish professor, Dr. W.S. Arkuhart. She was my nice friend. She was professor of philosophy, psychology. Later on, he became vice-chancellor.
Calcutta?
Calcutta, yes. A very perfect gentleman, kind-hearted. Sometimes we joked, we were taking this, what is it called? Peanuts. So the professor was passing, so some of our friends remarked, Sir, chine badam khabe. Chine badam. So, he thought that professor did not know Bengali. So immediately he turned, na tumra khao. So we became very much ashamed. Yeah. So all the professors, from foreign countries, they were instructed to learn Bengali language, local language. That was the system. All officers, big officers, educated, good morning, good educationists, they were to learn the local language. And they used to learn Bengali, especially in Calcutta. There was one professor, Mr. Scrimger. He was professor of literature, English literature. So, while teaching on English literature, he was giving parallel passage from Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. Your Bankim Babu says like this, he used to say. Like, that means he studied Bankim literature. Bankim Chandra Chatterjee was compared with Sir Walter Scott of English literary man, Sir Walter Scott. In those days, Charles Dickens,
Charles Dickens, yes,
and Sir Walter Scott were known, two very great English literary men. After Shakespeare, yes, novelist. So the relationship was very nice. There. Otherwise, how the Britishers could rule? Unless there was obedience. And as soon as they saw, now the obedience is going on. The soldiers are leaving our camp and joining the national camp. Immediately they decided to leave peacefully. Otherwise, there would be some revolution. At that time, all good relations will go. Better separate. With good relation. This was Attlee's policy. He convinced statesmen like Churchill that you cannot rule over India anymore. Better separate in good relations.
A few weeks ago, there was a supplement in the Times, the London Times. So they're describing about the relationship between British and India during the early British period and after the British period. There they talk only about very good points. Always, they never say anything about all very good points.
That, when they discuss, they must discuss the good points only. But some of the British rulers are very, very unkind. And the last was the Jallianwala Bagh massacre created by Lord Chelmsford. And then the British rule finished in 1917, and immediately Gandhi started non-cooperation movement. So after 30 years, the British has been obliged to be.
The Scottish Church College in Calcutta.
Yeah, yeah, I was a student there.
Oh, Sri Prabhupada is in the Scottish Church?
Yeah.
It's very popular among them.
Oh, yes. In Calcutta, there are two colleges. Yeah. Presidency College and Scottish Churches College. All respectable families' son will go there. Scottish Churches College or Presidency College.
Oh, they started almost at the same time?
No, no, it is very old. Presidency College is government and Scottish Churches College
private
by the Scottish Church Missionary. There was one priest, Duff, his name was Duff. He started in Srirampur, a small educational institute, Duff Institute. He was a Scotchman. Later on, all the Scottish missionaries combined together and they started the Scottish Churches College.
Still now the schools are respected now.
Eh?
Still now they have good names.
Oh, yeah. Presidency
College and the Scottish schools.
Yeah. Now they are going due to this next life movement. Subhash Bose was in our college.
Oh, in Scottish?
He was first in the Presidency College. But on account of his national spirit, he was rusticated from Presidency College. Then he came to our college.
There is a Subhash Bose Research Institute in Calcutta. In
Subhash Bose?
Yes. About the museum.
Oh, yeah.
In Hazra Road. It is in near, not far from
Mahajati.
Yes,
Mahajati Sadan.
Yes, Mahajati Sadan.
That is in central Calcutta.
There are many foreign scholars, from mostly from Japan, and many
companies. I don't find. I do not know much about.
When I was in Calcutta, I used to go there quite regularly. But I was studying German, just to learn a little bit. They have German classes conducted in that institute.
This is the food for the fish?
Yes, bait.
Horse dung?
No, clams. Clams.
What is that clam?
Shellfish.
Oh.
Flies.
They are not flies. They are insects of the sand. They live within the sand. The scientists tell us, you see, the living entities coming out of sand.
Yes.
From matter.
Automatically, they say.
Yeah. But why don't you create from sand, flying like that? You are so advanced. Take some grains of sand and create another fly. You cannot create even an ant. And still they say the life is coming out of matter. And in future we shall create. In future, then what is your credit? It is already there. If your science is perfect, that life is coming out of matter, now prove it by laboratory experiment. Take some sand and create some life.
So, Prabhupada, without concluding these scientists, that without having the real knowledge of their investigation, because they are concluding that life started from matter, but there is no proof.
No proof.
So,
how they can say so? They accept that life started from life, then they will have to accept God, the Supreme Person. Just like by practical experience we see, one life is produced by another life. The father, mother begets a child, not that the child drops from the sky. That test tube experiment also depends on the father and mother.
Yes.
So what is that? What is the proof? In the test tube, you mix some chemical and produce a child. Then your theory is all right. You cannot create even an ant, even a fly, and still you are claiming that you can manufacture human being.
What they say manufacture means, they will take the seed.
But that means that is not original, it's from life. Seed is from the life. So where is your proof that matter produces life? Then you have to accept, life produces life. According to our Shastra, within the semina of the Father, the living body, living entity takes shelter. And it is injected to the Mother's womb, and the two matters mixes and the body forms. This is our Shastric experience. Not that the semina discharged by the Father, that is life. No. Within that semina, the living entity takes shelter. And it is put into favorable condition, then it develops the body. This is we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. That putting of the living entity in a particular type of semina depends on higher authorities. The higher authorities will judge what kind of body this living entity, after leaving this body, will get. So, by higher authority, it will be directed to enter into the semina of such father, and it will be injected in the womb of the mother, then it will get develop a particular type of body and come out and suffer or enjoy. This is the process.
If that semina is misused or wasted, then that disrupts the plan of the authorities.
Yes.
It's a serious matter.
And therefore, this contraceptive method is sinful activity. About said contraceptive method, this is against the plan of Supreme. It's like the government is making some plan, and if you spoil it, you are criminal. What is the time now?
20 minutes of 7.
So you can return now,
Let's go this way.
Which way?
So their statement that life started from matter can be disproved very easily.
Oh yeah. Any child can disprove. And that theory is also wrong, that lower type of animals were first created. No. All different varieties were all are existing.
Prabhupada explains that in Bhagavad Gita,
yeah,
one of the purports.
Yeah.
Whatever the desire the living entities had before the annihilation, that became the living entities in into different bodies according
to desire.
Desire.
He wanted a certain type of life, so nature gives him a life, takes his life. He desires in a certain way means he is associating with the quality of nature in a method. And according to that association, he is getting a particular type of body. Mind. Mind is the creative force. Thinking. Thinking, feeling, willing. These are the psychological functions. So first of all thinking, then it develops to work. And it is work, you get a particular type of situation. Then he'll have to go under the evolutionary process. Just like if you are on the topmost staircase, somehow you fall down, then again you have to go step by step. This is it. The steps are always there. Not that the steps are created for you, no. The steps are already there. On account of hastiness, I could not properly set up.
Some birds, Srila Prabhupada, like Moina?
Moina,
yes. They can be taught to say something.
Yes.
So if they are taught to chant Hare Krishna, then is this good service?
Yes, little service. By hearing Hare Krishna mantra, you'll be elevated.
But the bird doesn't know that he's chanting.
No, he doesn't.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could teach animals the chanting, the dancing.
Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do everything. He can deliver anyone without chanting. For him, there is no condition. This morning, I could not wash my face, so therefore, the cookies may be distributed to the devotees. I have not washed my face.
Go back early and wash.
Yeah.
You could go back earlier and then wash and then take.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Ah, Haribo!